Welcome to another installment of This Is Not Normal on the Political Drain podcast with Drill Sergeant Doug, aka Admin Doug, a U.S. Army veteran, teacher, musician, and family man from Jamaica, now fights for justice and democracy through commentary and humor. Follow him on YouTube at Political Drain and at Sons of Liberty Official as Drill Sergeant, aka Admin Doug, continues to protect our freedoms.
That's not even a real picture of his hand, Buddy Boo. This is the real picture of...
What's up, YouTube? Drill Sergeant here. And you know what I hate? Gaslighting. I hate it. When it's done on purpose, it's a manipulation that leaves a scar like no other when you realize it's been done to you. And while it's being done to you, a lot of abusers use gaslighting as one of their favorite ways to keep people in control, confused. Gaslighting is, if you don't know, blatantly telling people things that is obviously not true about their life or about what they see, and then expecting them to agree with you, or else it's their fault. You see, when it's done on purpose, it's a manipulation like no other. But when you're just an idiot, Dunning-Kruger effect specimen, when cognitive dissonance hurts too much for you, and so you've become a master at switching it off. You've become a master at being able to believe anything you need to believe in order to get past it. The inability to handle cognitive dissonance comes from usually a lack of education. It comes from a lack of knowledge, usually, because people who yearn for knowledge, they have to learn very quickly how to say, I don't know. People who yearn for knowledge, who read, who think about things deeply, who really have an open mind, are used to saying, I think you're right. I think you're right there. I gotta check on this. Doesn't feel good. But I yearn for knowledge, so I can accept when you know something I don't. But then there's some people who are so stupid, I shouldn't have to say much. That's this guy. Now, this also happens when someone is respected or seen as the smartest person in the room. Kind of like how they call Ben Shapiro a right-wing intellectual. Yeah, that's your version of an intellectual. You got it. Candace Owens, right-wing thinker. Come on. Makes you the smart one in the room is because you're the one who can do the most gaslighting. You're the one who can spit shine a turd until it can reflect the face you want to see. Because everyone else is just waiting for that person to come through to make their cognitive dissonance go away when they see something that they know is absolutely beyond the pale, stupid and ridiculous, anti-American or even anti themselves. They know that Johnny's coming. And when Johnny comes, he always finds a way to spit shine a turd and make me go, oh, I didn't think of it that way. Oh, so he really wasn't being racist. What he really was being intelligent and edgy. I knew I wasn't wrong. And that's why they become that person. And I believe that this is that guy. I'm going to start with the video of what he did, what he said, and you can laugh along with me. But it's going to just continue to get increasingly worse, this story, from there, for this bum-ass, dumb-ass.
That's not even a real picture of his hand, Buddy Boo. This is the real picture of...
Okay, this is a perfect illustration of how they take every single syllable literally when it comes to President Trump. Okay. This is the fourth or fifth take on this because I had to cool it off, and I don't mean any disrespect to this young lady at all. But common sense dictates that when you get symbolic tattoos, you don't get typeface annotations above and below telling you what the symbols mean. Mary Jane, smiley face, MS, and so forth and so on. Okay? And then you said that this is not a picture of his hand. This is a picture of his hand with the exact same tattoos from this week in the meeting with Van Hollen. It was his hand, and it was annotated to illustrate for you what the symbols mean.
Wasn't a member of a gang. And then they look, and right. On his knuckles, he had MS-13.
There's a dispute
over
that.
Wait a minute. He had MS-13 on his knuckles tattooed.
Oh, he had some tattoos that are interpreted that way. But let's move on.
Wait a minute. Hey, Terry.
He did not have the letter MS-13.
It says MS-13.
That was photoshopped.
That was photoshopped, Terry. You can't do that.
But common sense dictates that when you get symbolic tattoos, you don't get typeface annotations above and below telling you what the symbols mean.
He did not have the letter MS-13.
It says MS-13.
But common sense dictates.
It says MS-13.
That was Photoshop.
When you get symbolic tattoos, you don't get typeface annotations above and below telling you what the symbols mean.
It's MS-13.
That was Photoshop.
Hey, they're giving you the big break of a lifetime. You know, you're doing the interview. I picked you because, frankly, I never heard of you, but that's okay. I picked you, Terry. But you're not being very nice. He had MS-13 tattooed.
We'll agree to disagree. I want to move on to something else.
Terry, do you want me to show you the picture?
I saw the picture. We'll agree to disagree.
Well,
Here we go.
Don't Photoshop it. Go look at his hand.
He did have tattoos that can be interpreted that way. I'm not an expert on them. I want to turn to Ukraine,
Terry, I want to get to Ukraine. No. He had MS as clear as you can be, not interpreted. This is why people no longer believe the news because
it's
fake news.
When he was photographed in El Salvador, they aren't there.
What? What do you want me to say? What you want me to say, man? What do you want me to say? I got nothing else to say. The picture, the video says it all. The smugness is unearned. His unearned sense of entitlement and superiority is something that he's been sharpening and shining, washing and drying it, putting it in a very special place his entire life, because he's been hanging around people with the IQ of 30. So with one of 90, he's seen as the smart one. I don't have anything else to say about that.
Listen to me very carefully.
Okay.
MAGA Trump supporters.
Hey, I'm one of those. What's up?
Ready? If you step out of your echo chamber, all will be revealed to you.
All of it?
If you step out of your echo chamber, all will be revealed to you.
Are you sure?
Trust me.
See, here's the thing, Brosif. It appears echo chamber is the new buzzword. I don't know who sent the email out, maybe from the DNC or David Hogg or one of those guys, but the echo chamber's on your side. I was going to take the time to go find you at least 10 videos where your folks are saying, I don't speak to MAGA. I don't speak to them. I will not listen to them. I will not talk to them. You barbecued Bill Maher for engaging. Anybody on the left that tries to actually engage and shed their Tango Delta Sierra gets roasted and thrown off the ship. Okay? We engage. I spend half the time scrolling your videos and listening to them because I'm farming content. So I hear everything you have to say. We're not in the echo chamber, man. You are.
You said that you don't live in the echo chamber, so I showed you the video that showed you that you have no common sense or Trump has no common sense. It's only one or the other. And instead of that dialogue or that apology, because intelligent people like to learn, they don't have a problem being taught something. It's welcomed. You literally put yourself on disappear. The problem with that is I just made another account. I thought maybe something was wrong with me, but no. After being disappeared, realizing that he'd rather the people around him with IQs of 30 and 40 that look up to him because he has one of 90, rather than lose that clout, lose that base, he would just not engage with anything that brings up that cognitive dissonance, that obviously proves without a doubt that either Trump has no common sense, according to his video, or he has no common sense because he didn't know Trump was who he was and everybody else did. That takes a lot of balls to admit. Not really, but for someone with an IQ of 90, yes. Who doesn't care about learning, yes. And who likes to gaslight and tell people how much of an echo chamber you're not in and how you love to engage the other side because you're just so smart. You got that common sense. Everybody knows. So yeah, I got another TikTok account. I just used a different one. And I went back, and lo and behold, full pages of videos. Nothing was gone. Nothing was erased. It was just me, the guy trying to help him out and let him live his truth of engagement between the parties. Nope, banned. But I saw something else there while in my other account and realizing that he had no threshold for cognitive dissonance. He had no threshold for it. He just needed to be pampered like his master. He needed to be pampered and patted on the head by people who he knows are dumber than him and need him to explain their nastiness to them so that they can feel better about it. He has use. He has value in that community, and he couldn't lose it for something as simple as a fact or common sense. Then I saw this.
Y'all white people ain't pissed enough for me. Y'all ain't mad enough for me. They are sending people to the camps now. If you've ever asked yourself what you would have done, now's the f***ing time. Now's the f***ing time. Do you hear me? Do you hear me? Now's the f***ing time.
Some people were always put in time out, and it's obvious. You know, all of this is being whipped up by the people who want to get back in power. Every single bit of it is all bogus, phony outrage, and it's being whipped up by the people who have practiced whipping up outrage for most of our adult lives. Actually, all of mine. Saul Alinsky. Go ahead and Google Saul Alinsky. That was his specialty back in the 50s and 60s. So, keep the common sense revolution going.
New at 10, a family traumatized after armed federal agents busted into their home as they were sleeping and took almost everything they own.
Every single bit of it is all bogus, phony outrage.
Problem is, they were not the people agents were supposed to be looking for.
Bogus, phony outrage.
News 4 Spencer Humphrey is here with their frightening ordeal. Spencer, what's going on here?
Yeah, well, get this. That family just moved here about 2 weeks ago from out of state, and this is how their life in Oklahoma got started. They say they told federal immigration agents they had the wrong people, but those agents kept treating them like criminals.
You know, all of this is being whipped up by the people who want to get back in power.
Even though they're all U.S. citizens.
And it's being whipped up by the people who have practiced whipping up outrage for most of our adult lives.
This woman, who we're calling Marissa, and her three daughters came to Oklahoma from Maryland. But any semblance they had of comfort went out the window when 20 men armed to the teeth busted through it Thursday morning.
I don't know who they were. They had guns. It was dark. All the lights were off.
They were federal agents. They ordered Marissa and her daughters outside into the rain before they could even get dressed.
They wanted me to change them. Front of all of them, between all of them.
The thing is, the suspect names on that search warrant were not Marissa's or anyone in her family.
I kept saying we're citizens.
She says they didn't care.
We weren't criminals. Then why were they treating us like criminals? We were here by ourselves. We didn't do anything.
The agents ripped apart every square inch of the house, taking their phones, laptops, documents, and their life savings in cash as evidence.
I think I have to feed my children. I'm gonna need gas money. I need to be able to get around. Like, how do you just leave me like this, like an abandoned dog?
And when they left, they told her something.
I know it was a little rough this morning. So denigrating.
This guy is obviously just a hateful bigot who thinks that he's that way because it's common sense. He doesn't see why it matters. He doesn't see why due process, constitutional rights, human rights, treating people with decency matters. He thinks that certain people should be treated with decency, but those illegals. And the main reason why is because just like the people around him with 30 IQs, he also has to be led around like a cow with a nose ring and a giant chain. Because once he's attached himself to this orange maniac, this person who can't even blend their own orange makeup onto their face properly, this guy who's cheated on every wife he's ever had, and the last one with a porn star while she was at home with the baby, either he goes in all the way, or that cognitive dissonance is gonna hit hard. Everything that people look up to him for, would be crushed. All of his smugness would turn into a deep-seated resentment for himself. That's what happens with people like that when they need that much, when they've been unduly entitled to that much from people who don't have the right to give it to him. When I showed him that video, it broke him. It broke him. He has to repair that. He has to act like he didn't see it, and then he has to actually forget it. It's in the book 1984 by George Orwell. They did a play on it on Star Trek, where Picard was seeing four lights while he was being tortured. And the guy told him, there are five. You have to see five. If you see five, I'll let you go. And at one point, the human mind tricked itself so as to not have to deal with the pain of the punishment. Captain Picard is about to say, there are five lights, and he's saved by Starfleet. They barge in. Take him. And Captain Picard turns around with a determined stare. Even though he's hurt, he's been crippled with abuse, humiliated with nakedness, he turns around with a determined stare and he says, there are four lights! One of the greatest moments in Star Trek, because it shows that even someone with high character can only take so much pain before they too can see visions, can lie to themselves and believe it, before they too can agree to lies and obvious dangers to not feel that pain again. And that's where this guy is. That's where this guy is. It's sad. I don't care. You can laugh at him all you want in the comment section. I'll be laughing with you. I guess I'm just tired of flaming guys like this. I'm saving it up for our black cop, wannabe cop, mall cop. But I'll treat him like a cop. And in the next video about him, in the series about this dummy, I'll tell you why I'm treating him like that, whether he's a security guard or not. And someone gave me a name, but we're fact-checking it to make sure it's right. See you soon, family. Educate yourself, educate others, and then come back for more. Oh yeah, we have a Twitch channel too. Check it out, Political Drain Digital. Political Drain Digital on Twitch TV, twitch.tv. Hey, yeah, you. Before you click away to watch someone unbox a tactical toothbrush, let's talk about something real. Political Drain isn't just another content mill. We're a digital front in a very real war. Not with bullets, but with ideas, with action, and with solidarity. We pair urgent news with critical education. And we build community around actual resistance, not the hashtag kind. The kind that moves. But here's the thing. None of this is free. It isn't. Behind every video is time, labor, research, and some weird guy asking if we're going to pay the hosting bill. And yeah, some of that money goes to things we can't necessarily say out loud. If you know, you know. Let's just say our special ops aren't Call of Duty LARPers. They're people making real moves to protect, uplift, and organize. You're not just funding a channel. You're funding a resistance network in a world where capital still calls the shots. Unfortunately, in a system built on artificial scarcity, even mutual aid has a price tag. And if we want to grow, if we want to win, we need your help. We need your help. So if you've got even a few bucks to spare, toss it our way. It's not for ads. It's not for merch drops. But for people making moves in the shadows so others can do it in the light. It's just us and you. So fund the mission. Fund the fight. Fund the future. Because nobody's coming to save us. We save each other. That's how this works. Follow us on all these things you see here, and our link tree is in the description. Maybe even get some merch.
That was the Political Drain podcast, which can be heard on www.groovechillradio.com/political-drain and can be viewed on the Political Drain YouTube channel anytime. Once again, thank you for listening to Groove Chill as we resist fascism in any form, pursue democracy, peace, and love.